Some crimes cost you more than just money and fines or time locked away.
Mm-hmm.
They can cost you relationships with people you've known for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your image is ruined.
And this has to be one of those crimes.
Yeah.
Because when you are in this position, folks assume you believe in something,
mm-hmm.
that you stand for your convictions.
Yeah.
And it's very possible this man's only conviction may be involved in what he was arrested for.
Uh-oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, you ready for this?
Let's do it.
The longtime chairman of the Livingston County Conservative Party is in trouble. Jason McGuire is his name.
Okay.
And he not only held that position, he was also the vice chairman of the New York State Conservative Party.
All right, so this is a muckety buck.
Mover and a shaker, buddy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
He's been arrested
mm-hmm.
after authorities say he stole party cash.
That's not very conservative.
Not at all.
So he ripped. So he's like embezzlement, I guess?
The state attorney general says an investigation revealed he transferred over $16,000 from conservative party accounts to himself during 2020 and 2021.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Those are COVID times.
Oh, and, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe there are people listening thinking, let's give the guy some mercy. Everyone was hurting then. He could have needed stuff. You don't know what you do when you were desperate. Well.
Well, he's a conservative. He's not going to take welfare. He's not looking for a handout. Like these bums I see in the street.
The state says that this man spent the money that he stole on clothes.
Oh, so they know. Oh, I love when they know what their money went to. Because usually we have no idea. We could speculate, but they never actually say where that money ended up.
Yeah, how'd they get this?
Yeah.
We never have this.
So he spent it on clothes, restaurants, beauty treatments, entertainment, a fitness center, and household expenses.
Okay, so he's living a life.
They say he covered this up by not reporting the money on campaign finance forms, which is a massive no-no.
Okay.
He pleaded guilty to two counts of offering a false instrument for filing, and we'll see what kind of punishment he ends up getting.
Yeah.
Right? So, look, the punishment for someone in a job like this, for stealing from the job you had, will not be fun.
All right.
Right? But that is going to pale in comparison to something else.
Yes.
Now, let's keep in mind here, the money he took, it's political donations.
Right.
That's some of the hard-earned money of people who believe in the
cause.
Oh,
it's working people's money, man.
But they gave up their money because of the cause that they believe in that your party was pushing, right? Right? And taking what you personally believe out of it, politically, that's money that those people wanted to go towards democracy.
Yeah.
He stole that money.
Yeah.
Even further, jobs like this, Tommy, you're rubbing elbows with the political elite of the state.
Oh, yeah, because you were the man.
Yeah, politicians that needed that money to pay for their campaigns.
Right.
Co-workers that were fighting to get that money to get their candidates elected. You took that money from them, too. Professionally, socially, this dude is cooked.
Yeah.
Do you think that in his mind, especially with some of the things that that money went to, he made the argument, well, I need this for my image, to keep up my image.
Out of the party funds?
Well, he was getting facials, apparently.
That's what I mean.
It's
like
beauty treatment.
I got to stay in shape.
I don't know what his personal life's like.
Yeah. I got to stay in shape. I got to have, you know, my face has to look a certain way. I got to look sharp.
Yeah.
Like, do you think, like, in his mind, that's how he justified it? Like, well, I need this to keep up with, you know, the image that people expect me to have.
Look, I mean, that's a valid question. I will say this.
I'm going to go against those pretty boy Democrats over there with their slick back hair and their loud ties that tell a story.
So many slick back hairs.
Oh, yeah.
If you got hair, you slick it back.
Mm.
Kimmy, that's a valid question. I would argue that doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
When you don't report it on campaign finance stuff, because if you're in the position, you know how it works. And by doing that, you knew what you were doing. Was it right?
But he was putting it back into the economy, part of the trickle down Reagan economics of the 1980s, you know.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
What?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Getting away from this man who was the longtime Livingston County Conservative Party chair and the vice chair of the New York State Conservative Party who stole, admittedly, $16,000 from the party. Would you rather lose all of the personal friendships you have or go to jail? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Hypothetical situation.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
You did what this guy did. You are presented with one of two punishments, and you get to choose.
Right.
Tommy, you get a year in jail, But when you come out, everything is totally fine with your friends, families, former coworkers, relationships are cool. Or B, you get no time in jail, but not a single friend or former coworker wants anything to do with you ever again.
So I'm isolated completely.
For the rest of your life, you would have to go out, if you can, and make all new friends with this reputation hanging over your head. Do you want the year in jail, or do you want no friendships ever again? What are you taking?
I'm taking no jail.
What?
I mean, he kind of lives this life anyways. Does Tommy have any real friends?
Not in this room.
You don't want to think about it?
No, do you want to get BF'd? Do you want to get drawn into some crap, man?
What are you talking about?
No, let's say, what? Let's say I get stuck in like a little bitch block. No,
well,
man.
Yeah,
I could
you
get,
are a little bitch. Of course you're going to little bitch block.
I could get BF'd.
Okay.
Or beat up or, you know. No, I'm not going to jail, man.
I'm not talking prison. I'm talking jail.
Jail, it's the same people, man.
No.
What do you think? They got special nice guys in other jails?
Well, I mean jail.
You're talking about state lockup.
That's severe than prison.
You go to state, or you're going to go to county lockup.
County, we'd be county.
Hey, those guys know how to BF, bro.
Okay. With the BF in aside,
yeah.
You're telling me that you would rather lose every relationship you have than spend a year behind bars.
Yes.
I'll
start over. Is those words?
Yeah. I was trying to.
By the way, that's what you're going to sound like when you get in prison.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
A year in jail.
Yep.
Or losing all of your friends.
Just going
and
to girl jail.
I'm probably also skipping out on jail time. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what a day in jail is like.
Look. Okay.
Wait, well, we're a couple of
and tenderonis
over here. And
by the way, like,
why do you think
you just call Kimmy a tenderoni?
I don't know. Yeah,
no, but we're soft people.
Why do you think I would?
She is not familiar with PYT.
I would think that going to jail, you're going to lose some friends too, because nobody wants to associate you.
I understand it's a hypothetical situation, right? Yeah. Don't be that caller. It's like, well, here's what you gotta do. You gotta go to jail.
Your life's gonna change. I mean, your life is gonna change, whether or not you keep your friends or. You lose your friends, you're going to get a perspective that you didn't have before, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
All right, here's the thing. I understand that no one wants to go to jail. It's the biggest nightmare for most people. Mm-hmm. I do not want to go to jail. But I think that living in isolation for the rest of your life would be much harder. Hoso.
You can make new friends.
Really?
Yeah, there's people out there. There's 9 billion people on this planet. Go say hello.
Question.
Yeah, they can always Google you.
Question.
Who's Googling?
Question.
If you met.
Yes, Pat. In
yes,
the back.
Yes, the loud man with the loud mouth.
Thank you. You said you can make new friends.
Yeah.
Who's the last new friend you made?
When did Barack run?
And by the way, that's not even close to the last new friend you made. I don't think you've made a new friend since I've known you for 25 years. Who?
You know I know.
People that go to Wegmans don't count.
Your coworkers don't count either.
But that wouldn't have affected it anyway. Who has he become friends with here? Everyone hates
him. And I'm doing fine without friends. You don't. Friends are a pain in the ass.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't mind being lonely. Lonely I can work with.
Okay.
Going to some horrific crap for a year? No, thank you.
You know, it's so funny. You think you're lonely. You have Kimmy and I every morning that we hang out and we laugh and we have a great old time.
Yes,
you have your wife who
at
loves
my
you
expense.
Very much. You have your stepkids. You have your grandkids. Like, you think you live this isolated life. You don't. You don't know what isolation is, man.
Yeah, but, like, can we have a dog?
Go buy one.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, you can have a dog.
Okay. Go buy one. I'm good with me and my dog.
Get a dog. Walk the park. Find a bar you like.
Yeah.
Get a bicycle to ride.
Maybe two dogs.
You know, it might be romantic.
You're insane.
I don't think loneliness is a bad thing.
Okay.
I think being annoyed or horrified or just lousy food and coffee for a year would suck.
The food? Is that what you're worried about?
The food would be terrible.
Excuse me. Where's your fennel? Do you have prison fennel?
Oh, they got prison fennel, bro.
Where's the Lavazza? What's the coffee you drink?
Ely.
Where's the Ely? Where's the can of Ely?
Well, we got Ely right over here in the shower.
252.
Give me all the Ely you want.
252 WCMF. Again, we're
talking. I lose my kiosk business.
Is a kiosk like a kiosk?
No, I get kiosk.
The longtime chairman of the Livingston County Conservative Party admitted, according to police, to stealing $16,000 in campaign funds. And we're talking about how, yes, like this, the punishment, whatever he's going to face, is going to suck. But in this job, right, with all of these people relying on you, and these are donations that folks standing up for something believed in. Yeah, right. I mean, you're going to isolate yourself.
And you're
yourself.
The party of principle. And then you pull this move?
Yeah.
That's what really hurts.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's like hypocrisy turned up to 11.
Right.
Right? But here's the thing.
It's like when you find out the preacher's cheating on his wife.
Well, but
he stands up there and preaches one thing and does another.
You know what's weird, though? There's a whole bunch of stuff, people that have done that have gone through to the other side and made it. Like it's when you
I am impressed when they can pull that off, but to your, you know what I mean?
Well, here's why. Because religion preaches forgiveness, yeah. Right? And fine, whatever you believe in. This don't.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't be like, get him, and then be like, oh, but not me.
Yeah.
Not me, though.
I know.
You know, this is something that, this isn't something other folks, Mom Vicks that we've talked about before,
yeah,
seem to have had to consider. Because, like, it does feel like if you steal from a business, folks aren't going to be as judgmental.
Yeah.
They'd even be willing to make excuses for you.
Well, it's a corporation, you know, to your point, right?
Right. And hell, Tommy, when we talk about any Mom Vick, you don't know these women.
No. There's always somebody that comes to their defense.
Tommy's the first one?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, how does someone like this guy not consider what could happen with the relationships he has for a measly $16,000? And I know it's a lot of money, but for a lifetime?
Yeah.
What is that? Gym equipment, couple restaurant,
and
gift
some
cards.
Suits.
Yeah, way to go.
I know.
What are you doing? Could you stand by your partner if she admitted to stealing something like this?
Like if my wife did this?
Yeah. People donated stuff for a cause they believed in, and she ripped off $16,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if she just stole money, basically?
Well, no. Not just stealing money, because it ain't a business. Let's say that she was working with a charity, Kids for Cancer.
Yeah. All right. I find out she stole the money.
$16,000.
Yeah.
You standing by her?
I mean, like, if I don't, I'm divorcing her?
I'm asking.
I'm not blowing up my life, no.
Yeah, you don't have a place to live. That's a good call. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Then I would need to find a charity.
Your husband's a firefighter.
Yeah.
Let's say he is in charge all of a sudden of fundraising for the fire department, pensions, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you find out your husband stole $16,000 in donated money to the fire department.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. You standing by your man?
That'd be a tough one. It would be, okay, if he spent that money on things that I also enjoyed.
So he didn't buy any makeup?
Why would
No he fancy clothes.
Could have been for you to answer your question for you.
I gotcha.
It'd be a gift.
Yeah. Okay. I would feel like I'm part of it. You know what I mean?
But you would have partaken not knowing. It was not your
fault.
Yeah,
it would be hard to. Yeah. I don't know. That would be a tough one to stand by.
Because like, it would also.
Because you're also processing your own feelings too. And like, you know. You may not know how you're going to react in that moment, like thinking like maybe there's a reason. You're trying to justify it in your mind why this person that you love and trust would do something like that. So, you know, until you get to the bottom of that and organize your feelings, you may stand by them until you come to that final conclusion.
Mm. What about you, Angel Boy?
My wife, I love her to death, right? If I found out she ripped off 16...
Hold on.
Wait. All
right. Because you live in a high life now, brother.
What are you talking about?
You riding high, man. Before I knew you, when you was low as low gets.
I got this sweatshirt from
Irish
a thrift
low.
Store. Okay.
You are Irish low.
Oh, what is that?
It's in all your songs. When I was Irish low, we had no potatoes to hoe. Now look at you, Dad. Look at you. Ride with your eyed car.
Yeah.
Jetting off to London over here.
That was for
hockey.
Work.
Hockey over here.
That is expensive.
Going up to Canada. And now.
Yeah, only the richest.
You got Canada money, man.
Okay.
And then let's say she blows it all.
All right, so my wife steals $16,000 in donated money for a cause.
The mother of your children.
You don't want to lose that coin either, brother.
I couldn't stand by her.
You know all the good your
then
wife
you're
does.
A bum like
your
again.
Wife, your wife does more good in the community than all of us combined. Like her job is admirable. Like she is just overall a great human being. Like she would be the one person where I would think you'd have to stand.
You gotta
by her.
Stand by
no,
her,
but,
man.
But I think that's why.
And
I
you
would,
have kids together.
I understand, but I think what you described is why I would have to break.
Because it's such a shock.
It would be such a shock. Mm. It would be such a change in character. And look, I mean. You know, the fact that...
Yeah, I do an impression right now.
Yeah, what's that?
That's you knocking on your daddy's house for a place to stay. Daddy, you in there? I see you in there, daddy. Let me in.
was wondering what you were doing over there.
He's having a heart attack.
Knocking on daddy's door.
Bro, you know.
Because I'm so damn poor.
I'm coming to your house first, bro.
Shame I ain't got a house anymore, man. That house we got sold in Webster.
Look, I mean, I think that like the kids also play into why I would have to make the decision to split in a hypothetical situation, because I don't want my girls, like at the age they're at, very impressionable, to think like, you know, this person can do this thing and it's going to go back to normal again. I mean, look, yes, there are extenuating circumstances, whatever. But if it's just straight up, yeah, I took this money thinking I wouldn't get caught and it is what it is, I don't know if I can stand by that person. And I wouldn't expect my wife to do that for me.
I'm sticking around.
Yeah, but it's all selfish.
Yes.
You like, even your excuse for me not to stick around or to stick around was selfish.
I want you to think it through, man. I want you knocking on your daddy's door.
No, man, I don't know. Like, it comes down to integrity, which I know you don't understand.
Integrity.
No, but I mean, Kimmy, when it comes to your husband, hypothetically, it's integrity, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Keep your mouth shut.
You.
Don't blow your life up.
He blew their life up.
Yeah, but just be cool with it.
Okay. And then how do you explain that to everybody?
Yeah, because you'd have to defend. If you decide to stand by that person, you're going to have to defend it at some point, right? Or explain it or say, that's not really what happened.
That's right there. See how you just did that? You raise your voice a little bit. And what are you going to do?
Okay.
Balling. Free balling. What's the matter? Just like to sing the classics.
Yeah, no, it's a great song. Everybody loves it.
Every time.
This sounds like something men of a certain age would kill for.
Oh.
And maybe even when I describe it to you, you're going to be like, oh, man, that guy's so cool and lucky. And it's one of those things you would love until you were in the moment doing it.
So then it would suck?
Oh, yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Fun fact, Michael Jordan is around the same age as Tommy Mulé.
He is?
Yeah, he's 63.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jordan. And the reason I bring this up is a video is circulating of Michael Jordan partying with a bunch of 20-somethings.
Oh.
So I don't know where this is. Oh, I'm sorry. He's 62. So the kids in the video are no older than like 24, 25.
Mm. Right.
And it's not some high-end club. He looks like, Kimmy, he's in some frat house basement. Have you seen this video?
No.
Okay. It's recent.
Yeah. And it's not the first time, by the way, he's been caught on video in this situation. Like a decade ago, there were photos of him playing beer pong at what looked like a college party. Right. But I don't have any background. If anyone knows, 252-WCMF, why Michael Jordan keeps hanging
around.
Doesn't
seem like something. He seems like somebody's a little more particular about where he's seen. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's a billionaire businessman at this point, right? All right.
Yeah.
So, Tommy.
Yeah.
It's good-looking women, fun, cool guys. There's a DJ. In fact, he asked the DJ to play Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us, the only request the DJ took all night, because when Jordan asked, you give it to him.
Yeah.
How many guys your age think they would want to be in this situation?
Every guy.
Okay. Every guy with a kid in college or a young kid that's moved out of the house that throws a party.
Any guy my age that just wants to feel young again for a moment would take that opportunity.
You think that would be fun?
I think in their mind, they would think it's fun.
Oh, I think they're having fun, don't you?
Nope.
It depends on the guy. I really do. I mean, there are some guys that are pretty oblivious to just about everything.
Think about our dads.
Okay.
If they got invited to play beer pong, they're having fun.
I understand. Here's what you're not considering. Because, look, I get it.
It doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. They're in their own zone.
Oh, I'm not even talking about self-awareness. Yeah. I understand that, you know, guys like you don't have self-awareness, our dads, whatever. I'm talking about the moment you walk into that room and the DJ is just, just loud as hell. You got people screaming. You're trying to talk to people. You have nothing you can relate to any of these kids. You're going to start talking. Right? These kids are
going
to start walking away.
I would hate you.
I'm telling you, man, even the guy that thinks this would be the greatest thing ever, can't wait to do it. 10 minutes in that place, he would either want to get out or start yelling about how things need to change for him to stay there.
Yeah, okay.
Am I wrong?
No, I think for the most part, you're correct. But I do think there are some guys that just don't see it.
No.
They're oblivious.
And would be able to tolerate everything we just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't think it's a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to say 22% of old guys are oblivious to everything around them.
22%?
Yeah. And that's low compared, you know, to other things.
And you crack your knuckles and you say, I'm going to show these kids a thing or two.
Like my old man.
I'm show them how to really chug a beer.
My old man in his early 80s was talking to a table full of young women trying to convince them that he owned a TV station in South Florida and he was up here auditioning for Weather Girls. And he got girls to get up and audition for him.
God, what a scumbag.
And he was not, he was having, to give his point, a ball.
Okay.
He was getting attention from young girls. Okay. He was getting attention from young girls he couldn't get when he was their age.
Well, at that age, they wouldn't believe he owned a TV station in Florida.
Yeah.
All right, look, maybe I'm wrong here. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. But you brought up something else, Kimmy. You know, the fact that dads going to, like, their kids' college weekends, parents' weekend, right?
Yeah.
Jordan's kids are even too old for college. Both his kids are in
right.
his 30s.
These right, people are younger than his kids.
Yeah. So, like, you're even past that phase of it.
Yeah, that would be, you're almost getting into your grandkids' age there.
And it's weird that Jordan, at this stage of his life, considering all the that he has accomplished, would want to do this in public.
Yeah, I always thought he's a much more private person.
He seems to be.
Yeah.
And, like, that he would even, like, he would be tired of it at this point. Like,
yeah, you've seen it all. You've done it all.
Right. Like, you're almost bored with your own celebrity.
Well, the guy, we know he's an adrenaline junkie based on how he liked to gamble. If you saw, you know, The Last Dance and everything, right? Maybe this is how he gets his kicks.
Yeah.
I would think, like, this party at this point is nothing compared to what you saw in the past, right? Like, I mean, think of how they probably partied in his heyday. Like, I can't imagine that this party even comes close to that.
I mean, look, I agree with everything you're saying. It is astonishing. But the video exists. He's hanging out. He's partying with these kids. There's that other photo of him in the biggest jeans you've ever seen playing beer pong. It's a ridiculously large leg of jeans.
Yes.
You could fit four Jordans in those legs of jeans. So, all right, let's say you saw this picture with any other man other than Jordan.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to criticize Jordan. He's Jordan, right?
Right.
Is that guy cool or sad?
Oh, sad.
It's sad?
It's very sad.
To have the opportunity to go spend time with young girls and hang out with the bros and play beer pong and drink?
It just looks sad.
Okay.
Even if you're Jordan?
No, I'm saying Jordan aside. Jordan,
yeah, like celebrity out of it.
Yeah.
You know, if I just saw like one of the guys we know.
So all right, my dad has an opportunity to go to this party and everyone's having a grand old time and high-fiving him. That's sad?
He's in his best plaid jacket.
I can't use your dad because I know your dad.
Because I'm scared.
No, I know. I
better not get pulled over on the way home. Is a spiky-haired Monroe County Sheriff's deputy that wants to talk to you.
No, but he's like, your dad don't count because I know them.
Okay.
But like, no, I can't because like.
What if I told you that my dad once shaved his head into a mohawk and dyed it blue for a football game?
Of a college.
Still cool?
Of a college that he never went to.
What was this?
When I was in school, he showed up, took his hat off, goes, surprise, he had shaved his head into a mohawk and dyed it blue to attend the football game.
The West Virginia.
Yes.
Okay, any guy but your dad.
What? I thought he was cool.
No, but I kind of know your dad, even though I don't know him. I kind of know your dad.
Okay, all right.
You know, let me say, I say this, like, Spizzano's my age.
You know him better than our dads, but go on.
Nah, I do and I don't.
Okay.
But, like, if I saw Scott doing that, I go, that's it.
Okay.
Right? Or Billy down the hall.
Billy Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's up there a little bit.
No,
right?
He's way younger than you. That's
I don't think he's,
that's how
bro,
old
he
you
ain't
are.
Way
he's
younger.
Way younger. I think
the boy's got some gray.
I think he's closer to me than he is to you. Gray what? He's straight up bald, son.
Yeah, but I can.
Pure uncut skin.
Yeah, but he's got little gray pricklies up there.
Little gray prickly.
You know what I'm saying.
Stubble. Gray stubble.
Yeah. He could scour a pan with that head.
All right, so you're saying any other man in this building doing this?
Oh, yeah. Upstairs, too. Like the guys upstairs.
Oh, yeah, that goes without saying. We're going to wear a three-piece suit to a... Hey, hello, fellow teenagers. Like, I got to be honest with you, man. Like, I can still get after it every once in a while. I'm 38.
Uh-huh.
I'm aware that I'm 5 years away from my oldest having her freshman year at college, if that's what she chooses to do. And I want no part of parents' weekend, going into the bars, hanging out at a party with my kids.
But you're going to have to do some of that stuff.
I understand, but like there are, Kimmy, like to your point, there are dads that get excited about
this. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Is there something...
It's their highlight of their week.
Is there something wrong with me? Am I like...
I don't believe you yet. I think you think that way now.
So you're telling
I'm excited to see what college dad Pat is all about.
So you're saying mid-40s me, as soon as it shows up, I'm going to be running out
to
whatever college
he's at. We'll see what he gets sucked into. I don't know.
25-cent beer nights. Go. Light him up.
He's going to be doing keg stands in the parking lot.
But it kind of lines up.
I do have the shoulders for it.
But you know, you love sports.
Yeah.
You love tailgating.
I do. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of that stuff kind of lines up with
this. Yeah. You're
going
to
want
to show them how, you know, a Bills fan tailgates the right way.
Yeah, a little Western
New
York.
It's
going to
bother you if you don't think they're doing it right.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. Like, you watch college games.
Saber Nation, man.
Saber Nation. Shut up. It's called the Saberhood, first of all.
Oh, so you're already correcting people at the bar.
No, man, like, you know, if you watch College Game Day on Saturday mornings, they'll show the tailgate parties, and there's something about, like, those fat dads in Arkansas, like, zip-up sweaters.
Man,
like,
I can't wait.
I don't want to be that guy. I am horrified of becoming that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
You got to show support for your kid, man.
How about tuition is enough support?
Listen to you. I already pay your tuition.
Just saying. No, I don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy.
I mean, I mean, I know you went there, but you wear your Aquinas hoodies and stuff.
Yeah, you're kind of that guy.
You go to the football games.
Well, but I take my kids to the football. I wouldn't be going to Aquinas games if my kids didn't go to Aquinas. Okay. I wouldn't be wearing my
But I know, but you're going because your kids are there. It's just going to be the same thing on
a
different level.
It's how you get sucked into this stuff.
Okay. Oh, don't tell me I'm going to be that guy. Well, damn it.
No, we're waiting and see. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be alive to see it.
Well, you hope.
You're right.
He's going to be screenshotting your stories and sending them to me.
Not realizing I know it's him screenshotting it.